direct from Washington, VOA.
Halo, apa kabar? Kali ini bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Produser Simon Cowell baru-baru ini berkomentar mengenai keluarnya Zayn Malik dari One Direction, kelompok yang dibentuknya ketika para personilnya mengikuti kontes di X Factor dan berhasil meraih juara ketiga. Sejak itu, One Direction dikontrak oleh perusahaan Simon Cowell, Syco Records, dan sukses merilis 4 buah album. Waktu ditanya ia berada di mana saat mendengar berita tersebut, Simon bilang,
"About to jump off a cliff."
Okay, seriously Simon, lagi di mana sih waktu itu?
Yeah, I was in Miami. I kind of knew this was coming, if I was being honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, we'd had a few conversations. He wasn't happy, and I was trying to say to him, "Look, I think you should stay around a bit longer." And then something just in him said, "No, I've had enough." And then once the decision was made, you know, I dealt with it. Then obviously, you know, made sure the guys are okay because, you know, they were shocked as well.
Simon yang waktu itu tengah berada di Miami mengaku sudah merasa bahwa hal ini akan terjadi. Ia mengetahui bahwa Zayn sudah lama merasakan ketidaknyamanan. Zayn bahkan diberitakan sempat mengalami stres. Usaha Simon untuk membujuk Zayn agar tetap bergabung juga gagal. Zayn memutuskan untuk keluar di saat One Direction tengah melakukan tur keliling dunia. Seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time. I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right. Silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight? Simon juga berusaha menenangkan para personil One Direction yang lain yang juga kaget setelah mendengar berita tersebut. Dan walaupun sudah bertemu langsung dengan Zayn, Simon juga tidak mau memaksanya untuk tetap bergabung dengan One Direction.
I've seen him in person as well, but you know, once someone's made their mind up, they're going to go. But also at the same time, you know, I don't want to push him too much because, you know, he's 22. I mean, I could see he was a bit stressed and he needed some time off. So I had to respect his decision.
Lewat obrolannya, Simon sempat memuji para personil dari One Direction yang lain yang terlihat sangat profesional ketika mendengar berita mengenai keluarnya Zayn, di mana mereka tetap harus meneruskan tur konsernya. Bahkan mereka tetap tampil dengan maksimal di panggung.
For the boys, it was interesting because they were in the middle of these live shows at the time. And then I watched the show back. I mean, and they were, I've got to hand it to them, incredible. Just to kind of work everything out so quickly.
Simon yakin One Direction akan tetap menjadi band yang solid. Bahkan Simon sempat membocorkan sedikit tentang album terbaru dari One Direction yang tengah digarap.
I have a feeling they're going to deliver this year the best record they've ever made. I've heard some of the early stuff.
Really? Yeah. The story of my life, I'll take you home. I'll drive all night to keep a warm in time. It's frozen.
Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
The story is my life. The voice of America.